Welcome back, everyone, to 1001 Stories from the Old West. This is your host, John Hagedorn. Today, two episodes from the old-time radio show, Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke was created by director Norman McDonald and writer John Meston. The stories take place in and around Dodge City, Kansas, during the settlement of the American West. The radio version ran from 1952 to 1961, and it's commonly regarded as one of the finest radio dramas of all time. The television version ran from 1955 to 1975 and is the longest-running primetime drama and second-longest-running primetime fictional program in the U.S. television history. Gunsmoke is some great Old West fictional entertainment. Enjoy!
Around Dodge City and in the territory on west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Get caught in the rain last night, Matt?
I never left the office, Doc.
I stayed home, too.
Yeah?
For once. Ordinarily, bad weather brings a rash of broken legs and babies with it. All out in the country somewhere.
You always told me living in the open's good for a man, Doc.
I said sun is good for a man.
Well, you'll get some sun next summer. And you'll complain just as hard about that.
When I think I could have an office back in Baltimore. Where nice, clean people come to see me.
Yeah, but nobody needs you in Baltimore, Doc.
They get sick there, too, don't they?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been there.
You've never been? You've never been there.
Hello, John.
You wouldn't last 2 days in Baltimore, Matt.
No?
No. People are too polite and well-mannered.
Well, you teach me what it's like, Doc, but some other time.
Ah, there, now, you see what I mean? Yeah, that's what I mean. and Chester here. He could use a little refining, too.
Well, now, don't get carried away, Doc.
Good morning, Mr. Dillon. Oh, Doc.
Good morning, Chester.
Now, what are you doing out here, Chester?
Oh, I got up early this morning.
All right, so you can sit on the porch here and watch the street like an old man.
I already swamped out the office, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, for the first time in 2 weeks. Maybe you ought to get up early every morning.
Mm-mm. I've got too civilized for that.
Wait a minute. You didn't get up at all this morning. You were still up.
Yes, sir.
How much did you lose?
Oh, I wasn't gambling. I was sitting talking to a little old gal I met, kindly keeping her out of the rain, you know.
Yes, yes. We know, don't we? Yes, yes. And it sure rained a barrel last night, too, didn't it, Chester?
It sure did, Doc.
Who's this?
Some kid. I never seen him before, Mr. Dillon.
You people tell me where I can find the marshal?
You done found him.
What's the trouble, son?
My name's Gilden. Andy Gilden. Just come up from Texas with a herd.
Oh, what's on your mind, Andy?
There's a man been shot, Marshal. An unarmed man.
What?
Up the river a ways, where we're holding the cattle. The trail boss shot him this morning before it got light. We put a guard on the boss.
What's the name of this outfit?
They're Star M cattle, Marshal.
Star M? Then Harley Burke's the trail boss.
He won't be for long. Not after this.
Burke's a man of temper and he's pretty rough, but he's decent. Hard to believe he'd shoot an unarmed man.
Well, he did, Marshal.
Is the man dead, son?
He's unconscious. Has been right along.
All right, let's get going, Doc.
Gunsmoke.
the man, Andy?
He's over yonder, behind that bush.
There's a lot of bush around this camp. Suppose you show me.
All right.
Now, I'm going to talk to Burke, Doc. You let me know what you find, huh?
I will, Matt.
Hey, you with Marshall?
Yeah, that's right.
Just look at the guard they got on Burke there, Mr. Dillon.
Uh-huh.
I set the men to hold him, Marshall. He ain't going to get away.
Now, who are you?
I'm Ruman, Jack Ruman.
You help run this outfit?
No, I'm just a rider. Well, someone had to take over.
All right, Ruman, you can tell those men to fall back now.
All right. Stand back now, you men in the laws here. Stand back.
Hello, Burke.
Marshal.
Tell me you shot a man.
Oh, he shot him all right, Marshal. And Hodges wasn't even armed.
I wasn't asking you, Ruman.
You gotta hear the truth. Burke, he had done nothing but fight with Hodges the whole trip, on his neck about something every minute. Go on, you gotta admit it, Burke.
I had no use for him.
You hated him.
He was lazy and no good. Of course I hated him.
Burke, I've known you a good many years. You're as rough a trail boss as there is. You're rock-headed and you drive the men as hard as you do yourself, and I've seen you be downright mean about it.
Could be.
But I sure never figured you'd shoot a man.
Yeah. Surprised me too, Marshal.
All right, tell me what happened.
Well, it was raining. I'd been out with a guard. Only dry spot I could find when I come in was way over there by Hodges. I went to sleep, and he must have woke up and seen who it was. Then he come over and kicked me in the head. Hurt me bad, but somehow I got a bullet in him before I blacked out.
You didn't know he was unarmed.
What difference it make, Marshal?
Make a lot of difference if he doesn't live.
Doc here will know about that.
No.
Hello, Burke.
Doc.
Well, Doc, how is he?
He's dead.
Burke?
I know. I'll get my stuff together and come with you, Marshal.
Who's going to boss this outfit now?
Andy Gillen.
Andy? He's just a kid.
His pa owns this herd, Marshal.
Oh.
What do you want, Burke?
Andy, your pa sent you on this drive to make a man out of you.
Working for a murderer?
You're boss now. Sell the herd, pay off the men, and get the rest of the money back to your pa. Can you do that? I'll be right with you, Marshal.
Fine boss he was. Hey, Ruman, let's start moving them cattle downriver.
All righty. Let's go, you men.
Well, what do you think, Doc?
Well, Matt, that man Hodges was shot in the head and by somebody who was lying on the ground.
Well, Burke admits doing it.
Then I guess he did it all right.
Yeah, but there's something he isn't telling me, Doc. And knowing Harley Burke, I'm going to have a hard time finding out what it is. Hey, Sam.
Yeah, Marshal.
Bring me a beer, huh?
Why, sure.
Evening, Marshal.
Ah, hello, Ruman.
You get Burke down to jail all right this morning?
Yeah, he's in jail.
If ever I seen a man earn a hanging, he's it.
Huh? I take it you don't like him, Ruman.
We got along just fine, Marshal. Hey, you ain't seen Andy Gildon, have you?
He's been sitting over there with Kitty.
Where?
No, there he goes out the door. Looks like he's pretty drunk, too.
He is drunk. Been hunting everywhere.
Here you are, Marshal.
Oh, thanks, Sam. I think I'll take that beer over to the table with me. Hello, Kitty.
You sure take your time, Matt.
No. What's wrong?
You saw me sitting here with that drunken kid. Why didn't you come over?
Well, Andy Gildon may be a kid, but his pa owns the Star Inn. And Andy's now boss of the outfit.
I heard all about his pa.
Yeah, he must be a rich man.
And he wasn't talking about his money.
Oh?
He hates him, Matt. I never heard anything like it.
Oh, why?
The old man's too strict, probably. Like sending him up the trail just to make a man out of him.
Yeah. Now that hasn't hurt him, Kitty.
Matt, I think that boy'd kill his pa if he had a chance. All he talked about was how he'd like to get back at him. Well, what are you staring at me for?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Kitty. I was just thinking.
Thinking about what?
I'm glad I talked to you, Kitty. Maybe now I can find out what Harley Burke's holding back from me.
I sure don't understand you, Marshal.
Oh, why not, Burke?
Come in this morning, turn me out of jail. Now you're taking me down to the stock pens. What for?
Well, I thought you'd like to know how young Gildon made out with the sale of those cattle.
I think you're lying.
Now, there he is with that fellow Ruman again. They seem to be pretty good friends, don't they?
I guess.
You just won't tell me anything, will you, Burke?
I'll tell you anything you want to know, Marshal.
Oh, yeah, sure. Morning, Andy.
Yeah.
Ruman.
What's Harley Burke doing out of jail?
A man gets cramped in there. I was walking him around a little.
Well, I ain't gonna be seen with no murder. Andy, I'll be my room at the Dodge House should you want me.
Okay.
Now, did you sell the herd, Andy?
I sold it.
Did you get a good price?
It's no business of yours, Burke. Not no more.
Now, we can always find out from the agent, Andy.
All right. I got $20,000 payable tomorrow.
$20,000's a fair price. Your pa'll be pleased.
Why don't you take it to Mr. Bodkin at the bank tomorrow, Andy? He'll give you a note for it.
I don't need no bank. And I don't need no advice either, Marshal.
Now, look, Andy, you can't carry that money home in cash.
Why not?
Nobody does. There's too many jayhawkers and bushwhackers waiting along the trail. Now, you know that.
I don't know nothing. Except you can leave me alone. Both of you.
We're only trying to help, Andy.
I'll do my job, and you do yours, Marshal. You go hang Harley Burke.
Well, Burke?
Well, the boy's kind of headstrong, Marshal.
That's all you've got to tell me, huh?
That's all.
All right, then let's get back to jail. I want to find Andy before he talks to Ruman, Chester. It's been over a half hour already.
There's his room. If he's in it.
Yeah, well, let's hope he is.
Who is it?
Open up, Andy.
What do you want now, Marshal?
Your gun.
Come here now. What are you taking my gun for?
For Chester to hold on you while he's walking you to jail.
Jail? Well, you're talking crazy, Marshal.
Keep your voice down. Now, here's his gun, Chester. And you put him in a fire cell. And you keep him quiet, huh? Real quiet.
I understand. Come on, get moving, Andy.
Ow! Now, look here.
You don't shut up, I'll lump up your head with this gun.
You can't arrest me. I ain't done nothing.
Get moving.
You can't do this.
Of course I can. Keep walking.
I'd like to talk to you, Ruman.
Sure, money.
Ruman, have you seen Andy Gildon in the last half hour?
Why, sure. You was there at the stock pen. Why?
Well, a few minutes ago, he was seen leaving town, riding north.
So?
I saw him myself. He was riding awful fast, Ruman.
A lot of men ride out of town, Marshal. Maybe he's got a gal out the country somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, what you thinking?
I was with the agent who bought the Star M herd.
Yeah?
He got the $20,000 up today, and he didn't have to wait till tomorrow.
Say he was headed north?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Texas is south of here.
Stealing that money. stealing it from his own paw.
Looks that way.
Well, ain't you going after him, Marshal?
Well, he's a Gildan. I kind of look on it as a family matter, Ruman.
And I'm going after him.
No, you're not. You go after him, there'll be a fight. Maybe a killing. We'll let his paw worry
about
it.
I'm going after him, Marshal. You can't stop me.
Can't I, Ruman?
Yeah, Marshal. You got Burke back in jail?
Yeah.
Well, I got something to say. And I want him to hear it, too.
Cells are out back, Ruman, through that door there.
All righty.
Burke, Ruman's got something he wants both of us to hear.
Ruman, huh? Well, I've been waiting long enough.
What do you mean?
It was you kicked me in the head and shot Hodges. You know what you're going to
say? It was not me done it.
Of course it was.
Now, don't be a fool, Burke. What'd I get out of it? I don't hate old man Gildan. I don't want to steal his money.
Nobody stole his money.
Mean you ain't heard?
Heard what?
Andy got paid off for them cattle today, and he rode out of town headed north.
He did, huh?
And what's more, he told me he killed Hodges.
He's lying, and I can prove it.
Shut up, Andy.
They tricked us. Andy, they tricked us. They got us crossing each other.
Ruman killed him, and I can prove it.
Oh, I'll kill you for that.
Ruman. Chester.
Chester, he got him all right. Got him right in the head. He's dead.
What'd you let him do that for, Marshal?
Well, he wouldn't have talked if I'd have disarmed him, Burke. I had to take a chance.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Maybe if you'd have talked, none of this would have happened.
Well, I knew I didn't shoot that man, Marshal. But I knew the only way I'd ever find out who did was to just wait and see what they was after.
Well, you knew they were in it together down at the stock pens. You knew they were going to keep the money.
Yeah, but I didn't know which one was the killer.
Well, it doesn't matter much now. Andy's dead and Ruman will hang anyway. But why were you protecting the two of them? Why did you take the blame?
Because I was afraid it might have been the kid that done it. Old man Gildan's the best friend I got in this world. I couldn't never have faced him if I'd brought his boy up here to hang.
Oh. I understand the boy hated him.
But he didn't hate Andy, Marshal. All he wanted was for him to be a man.
Well, something went wrong with that.
Sure did.
Burke.
Yeah?
You did all you could. When the old man hears the whole story, he'll know what a good friend you've been.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were William Idleson, Lawrence Dobkin, and Vic Perrin. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun smoke. Starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
This the marshal's office?
Yeah, come in, stranger.
You're Marshal Dillon?
I am.
My name's Egan, Marshal. Emmett Egan.
I'm glad to know you. It's Chester Proudfoot.
How do you do?
Hello.
The purpose of my visit may surprise you, Marshal.
Well, if it doesn't mean trouble, it sure will.
I've just deposited $50,000 in the bank here.
Huh? That's a lot of money, Egan.
Well, it's taken me ever since the war to earn it. I've been up in Chicago, Marshal, running cattle auctions for a man named Swift, but I'm through with that now.
No?
I want to try something new. Marshal, I don't intend any insult, but if you need money, name your price.
I'm afraid I don't follow you, Egan.
I want your job.
What?
I want to be Marshal here.
All right, say it out, Egan.
I'm serious, Marshal. No tricks to this. I've been to Washington, and the War Department's endorsed my application, but they tell me there are no openings, so I came to Dodge. I thought if I can somehow persuade you to quit, maybe they'll put me on here.
I think you are serious.
Oh, I am. It's simple enough. I'm tired of the kind of work I was doing, and I want to try this. Something exciting.
Oh, I see.
What would you advise me to do, Marshal?
Go back to Chicago. You're a lot safer there.
You think I'm not qualified to be a lawman?
Well, you're wearing a gun.
Well, I'm accustomed to authority, Marshal. I was a major under General McClellan. Took my first bullet in the Chickahominy in 62.
I see. Is this your first trip to the frontier, Mr. Egan?
It's my first since 67.
Uh-huh. Well, I still advise you to go back to Chicago.
No, Marshal.
All right, Mr. Egan, you want this job so bad, you can have it, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, Mr. Dillon...
There's very little money in it, and absolutely no thanks. I've been a live target for every drunken bum and glory hunter in Kansas about long enough.
You mean it, Marshal?
Yeah. But on one condition.
Yeah?
That you hang around for a week, see what it's like. And then, if you still want it...
Oh, I want it, all right.
All right, then we'll start right now.
I'm ready. What do we do first?
You all set, Chester?
Yes, sir, I guess so.
All right, then follow me.
Why don't you sit down and rest a spell, Mr. Egan?
No, thanks.
He's going to wear himself out walking up and down that way.
Yeah. You got a match, Chester.
Mm-hmm. Here, Red. Here.
Oh, thanks.
The dog sure ain't very lively today, is it?
Not very.
If I only had me a knife, I could do a little whittling.
Oh, what happened to your knife, Chester?
Well, it was about wore out, so I traded it to a small kid I know for a flipper.
Why don't you get yourself another one?
Mr. Dillon, I am so mean poor, I just couldn't stand the outlay of another
knife.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot.
Hey, look there. Somebody hadn't ought to be in town.
Oh, where? Who?
That fella coming up the street, riding that sleigh back to old Broodmare, see him?
He looks like a farmer.
If you call a man whose wife hoes a 10-yard patch of mealy potatoes a farmer, then he's one, all right.
You said he shouldn't be in town. He can't be very dangerous.
He's dangerous to himself.
Oh, what do you mean?
Why, he gets a doggone drunk every time he comes in here. He can't hardly climb back up on that old mare. And when he does, he usually falls off somewhere before he gets home and lays out there on the prairie all night like a dead man. It's a pure wonder he ain't been et by something.
Oh, Marshal, we've been hanging around this porch for 3 hours. I'm beginning to feel like a bum myself.
Now, that's part of the job, Egan. Keeping an eye on things, we call it.
Keeping an eye on things? You and Chester both are fighting to stay awake.
Are you calling it quits, Egan?
Oh, no. Of course not.
Well, then let's go get a cup of coffee, huh?
It'll be dark soon, and we can start making the rounds.
What's the name of this place, Marshal?
It's called the Long Branch. Oh, here comes somebody you ought to know.
Evening, Matt.
Oh, Kitty.
How long you been sitting here?
Not long. Kitty, this is Emmett Egan.
How do you do, Miss Kitty?
Mr. Egan?
Oh, sit down.
I hear you may be our new marshal.
What? Now, how in the world...
Well, Chester was in a while ago. It's true, isn't it?
Well, it isn't exactly settled yet, Miss Kitty.
But you want the job?
Yes.
Why?
Well, let's say I was bored with what I was doing.
Sure. That's happened to a lot of ex-soldiers. I can't stand peacetime.
Me in particular, I guess.
Why don't you re-enlist? The cavalry keeps busy out here.
I tried that, Miss Kitty.
You did?
Back in 67.
67? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The Cheyenne and the Sioux were real active that year, weren't they?
Yes, they were, but not where the cavalry was.
Wait a minute. Were you with General Hancock?
That's right, Marshal. We took to the field for 4 months. We marched and counter-marched all over this country, and then we returned to Fort Harker.
Well, what was wrong with that?
Well, all we did was burn one empty village, kill two young Cheyenne braves, both of whom we later found out were friendly. It took 1,100 men to do that.
Oh.
Dillon.
Yeah, what is it, Chester?
I don't know for sure, but I hear there's some kind of trouble down at Moss Grimmick Stadium.
Well, it's about time something happened around here.
Yeah. Now, don't forget, Egan, when it does, somebody usually dies. What's the trouble here, men? Where's Moss Grimmick, Chester?
Well, he ain't here, Mr. Dillon. They say Leonard Phibbs there is the one who knows about it.
Oh, Phibbs, a little sodbuster?
Yes, sir. Hey, Phibbs, come here.
What's going on here, Phibbs?
Inside, Marshal. Back there in the stall.
Oh, what's back there?
Bad, Marshal, real bad. Don't nobody go in there. It's real bad.
What is? Who's in there, Phibbs?
Not even you, Marshal. Not nobody. Leave him alone, I'm warning you.
Oh, he ain't got good sense, Mr. Dillon. No use talking to him.
It's real bad in there.
Yeah, something's got him scared half to death. I'm going to go take a look. You stay here, Chester.
I'm going with you, Marshal.
Look, Egan, I don't know what's in there. It could be a crazy man with a gun looking for blood. It could be anything.
Action's what I came here for, Marshal, and you said I could hang around.
All right. But you get out of the way if there's any shooting.
I'm not entirely a novice with a gun, Marshal.
No, but you're not a professional either. Now stay at least 10 paces behind me.
Right.
You see anything?
No. It's Marshal Dillon. Who's in here? Come on, speak up.
Maybe he's hiding, waiting for you.
Well, he can't see me any better than I can see him.
You're taking an awful chance, Marshal.
You stay where you are, Egan. What? Now, what's this? Chester, bring a lantern. All right, Egan.
What is it, Marshal?
Nothing we have to kill.
What do you mean?
You'll see when Chester brings the light.
Oh, he's coming.
What have you found, Mr. Dillon?
Hold the lantern over here, Chester.
That's your work. Oh, my goodness. Somebody's gone and hung a man.
So that's it. That poor devil. Was this a lynching, Marshal?
No, Egan, that's old Tom Sanders. He's been drunk for 20 years. Yeah, I guess he finally decided to break the habit. Yeah, you won't get any action out of this. Well, Egan, it's been nearly a week. Enough excitement for you?
I must admit, Marshal, it's not quite what I'd expected. Somehow I had the idea Marshal was always busy doing things.
You mean gunfighting?
I've told you I don't think gunfighting's necessary.
Yeah, I remember.
Any man accustomed to command should be able to control these Dodge City ruffians without much trouble.
I only draw my gun as a last resort, Egan. And besides, you haven't seen any of these men in action yet.
I still want the job, Marshal.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Matt?
Yeah, come on in, Doc.
Say, Matt, you'd better get over the Texas Trail.
Oh?
You know those fellas, Gear and Bozeman?
Yeah, I know.
Well, they've got that poor little Leonard Fibbs at the bar there, and they're trying to make him pay for their drinks. He's broke, of course, so they're beating him up. They're doing it real slowly, bit by bit. I tell you, it just makes you sick to watch it.
All right, Doc.
Wait, Marshal.
Yeah, what?
Let me handle this.
Look, Egan, Gear and Bozeman may be a couple of bullies, but that doesn't mean they're not dangerous. They are.
Are you afraid I might be able to handle them, Marshal? Well?
Okay, go ahead. Here, take my badge. Tell them you're a deputy.
Thank you, Marshal.
You gotta learn one way or the other. Chester.
I knew you wouldn't leave Mr. Egan all alone.
Nobody will look for us coming in the back door. Hey, let's move a little closer.
Egan's facing him, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
Oh, look at poor little Fibbs. They got him all bloody.
What makes you think you can do this to a man? Is there no law where you come from?
We come from Dodge, Mr. Deputy. Where do you come from?
Are you Bozeman or Gear?
I'm Bozeman, Mr. Deputy. I'm the one who generally does the talking, but we both do the fighting.
You're out of order, Bozeman.
What's that?
I said you're out of order. I will not tolerate your insolence.
I'm not sure, Mr. Deputy. But are you saying you don't like us?
That's enough. You and Gear will turn and face the bar while I take your guns.
You're the most doggone foolish man I ever saw, Mr. Deputy.
Do as I say.
Why? Because you're wearing a badge?
That's reason enough.
Now, Mr. Deputy, that may be reason enough
for
you.
There'll be no shooting. I'm ordering you to face the bar.
I guess there's no use talking to you, Mr. Deputy. I'll take him along here.
He's going.
Hold it, Bozeman! All right, that's enough. Now, go ahead, Bozeman. Try it again.
Now, wait, Marshal.
You knew he couldn't handle a gun. You know I can, is that it?
Your gun against two of us?
Quit talking, Bozeman.
Don't try it, Gear.
All right, then do as my deputy told you. Face the bar.
Sure. Sure, Marshal.
Chester.
Yes, sir. You want me to lock him up, Mr. Dillon?
Here are the guns, Chester. I'll be at Doc's. Maybe he can save Bozeman here from hanging. Yeah, it's getting light out, Doc.
It generally does this time of morning.
Yeah, but I'm not generally sitting up waiting for a man to die.
He isn't going to die, Matt.
Well, I saw what that bullet did to him.
You feel guilty, don't you, Matt?
Wouldn't you, Doc?
Yes, I guess I would.
Doc?
Oh, what?
Well, he's conscious. Well, how do you feel, Egan?
Pretty fair, Doc. I've been lying here, listening to you talk.
Well, you mean you've been conscious for some time?
Half hour, maybe. I wanted to get my head clear.
Well, a few weeks in bed and it'll be clear enough.
I guess I was lucky.
If that bullet had gone 1 inch to the left, you'd have died on the floor, Egan. You were lucky, all right.
God protects fools and drunkards, isn't it? Marshal Dillon.
Yeah.
I heard you saying you felt guilty about this. It wasn't your fault.
Well, I should have known what had happened.
But I heard you telling Doc how it happened. You faced them the same way I did. They didn't shoot you.
It's a little different with me, Egan.
How?
This is my profession.
Well, I've handled enough men to be professional.
Egan, why do you think Bozeman did what I told him to do?
Because he knew you'd shoot if he didn't?
He not only knew I'd shoot, he knew I'd kill him. He knows I can handle a gun pretty well. And that part of the profession they don't teach in the Army. Takes years and years to learn.
Well, I can't complain anymore about there not being enough action, can I, Marshal?
Yeah, your week's up today, Egan. Do you want the job?
Marshal, you ever been in California?
Not for some time.
I hear things are pretty active out there. I'll write you and tell you all about it.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were John Daner, James Nusser, and Harry Bartell. Parley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The special music for Gunsmoke was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Nestor Paiva, Sam Edwards, and Harry Bartell. Harley Bear is Chester, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
Thanks for joining us for Gunsmoke. If you enjoyed these episodes, please do let us know with a review at Apple or a comment at Spotify. And we just did receive a comment on Spotify for The Making of a Ranger, Part 1, and that was from Ward Beach. Very interesting. Thank you, Ward. Appreciate it. And we'll be back soon.